You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Last week, the government released its budget, announcing cuts and new funding across several sectors. Particularly notable were the tax cuts promised during the campaign last year to support lower and middle income families. The government's calculator indicates that many will not receive a significant amount of money from these cuts, with those on high incomes benefiting the most. The budget also contained changes to fees free in universities, moving the free year from students' first year to their last. Additionally, before the budget announcements, the government also scrapped the First Home Buyers Grant, a policy introduced to support New Zealanders into their first homes. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party, I spoke to MP Tom Rutherford about the First Home Buyers Bonus, public reception of the tax cuts, and the changes to fees free in universities. Before we talk about last week's budget announcements, I'd like to touch on a previous announcement about the First Home Buyers Grant being scrapped. What's the rationale behind the government removing this funding?
Yeah, good to be with you, Caster. The reason for ending the First Home Grant was a really difficult decision for our government to make, but the grant was expensive and inefficient way for the government to support first home buyers. And while many people spent it up on their first purchase, evidence showed that in most cases, most people would still have been able to buy their first home within a couple of months. Instead, we're reprioritising that money to invest in 1,500 more social homes. There's over 25,000 people at the moment on the social housing wait list. So we chose to make the tough but necessary decision to focus on housing support for those New Zealanders who need it the most.
There's an estimated $3 billion going to landlords in tax cuts under this government. Should we be funding landlords while cutting funding for first home buyers?
I think you're comparing two things that actually aren't direct comparisons to make there. The tax rebates that are being given on interest deductibility is actually landlords keeping their own money and actually will put downward pressure on rent. And so we want to see as many people who own properties making them available to renters so that we've got an increase in supply in the market. The changes we made with the First Home Buyers Grant was ensuring that we were actually reprioritising that money to those who really need the home the most, which are those 25,000 people who are on the social housing waitlist. Now, to be clear, if you applied for your First Home Grant before the scheme ended at 1 o'clock on Wednesday the 22nd of May, your application will still be processed, and if you had already been pre-approved within the last 6 months, then your pre-approval will remain valid for the full 6 months from the date you received it.
I understand that they are different things, but I guess to the public, it'll look like money being taken away from one group and money going to another group, the first group being, I guess, money taken away from first home buyers and money going towards landlords. And I guess there's this perception that it's some sort of mindset within the government that landlords are more important in some way than other buyers in the market.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't agree with that whatsoever. In New Zealand, we've got a housing crisis at the moment, and that solely comes down to the main issue being we've got a lack of supply, both for people to purchase as first homes or as other homes down the track, and also rental properties. And so we're doing everything we can to remove the housing crisis issue that we're facing at the moment, and that includes taking interest bringing back interest deductibility so we can put downward pressure on rents, and then also investing in 1,500 more social houses so that we can get the most vulnerable New Zealanders into homes.
Moving on to tax cuts, there were big talks during the campaign of the amount of money that this would provide for a lot of families. While very few concrete promises were made, a lot of people are disappointed with their low promise returns on tax cuts, especially as higher income families receive more money. How would you, I guess, respond to these concerns?
Yeah, so first thing to know is that tax brackets in New Zealand have not been adjusted for 14 years. They were last changed in 2010. This has meant the average full-time worker is paying 5% more of their earnings in tax than they were 14 years ago. Our budget last week delivered on our promises that we campaigned on. It stopped wasteful spending, it invests in frontline services like health, schools, police, and it delivers tax relief to hardworking New Zealanders. I appreciate that some people may be disappointed with the tax relief they've received in the budget last week, but what I would also mention is that had they had the incumbent government from the previous election, they would have received no tax relief at all. So just to be clear, We've provided tax relief. The other side weren't interested in giving tax relief back to everyday New Zealanders, and so the contrast couldn't be even more starker.
I suppose that is fair to say that your government is providing something that wouldn't be provided under the previous government. But with policies being touted during the campaign last year as being for low and middle income New Zealanders, is the difference between, you know, less than $10 a week versus not having an extra less than $10 a week? I mean, is the difference that stark, especially, you know, as Labour was offering something like GST off of fruit and veg, which, as was criticised at the time, would offer a similar amount, less than $10 a week, to voters? Is this National not delivering on their campaign promises?
Oh, no, we absolutely have delivered on our campaign promises. And I'll give you a couple of examples around the tax relief. A working couple, both earning $150,000 a year, will be better off by around $80 a fortnight. A single adult earning $55,000 a year will be better off by around $51 a fortnight. A single adult working 40 hours on a minimum wage will be better off $25 a fortnight. Now that $25 or the $51 or the $80 a fortnight is a significant amount to help people to have more money in their own back pocket and to spend it on the things that they want to. We fundamentally as a government believe that New Zealanders know how to spend their own money better than anybody else, and they deserve to keep more of it because they haven't had tax relief for 14 years. And so we delivered exactly what we campaigned on. And the other thing I think is really important to remember too is if you're eligible for the family boost, let's say you've got a couple of young kids in early childhood education, then on top of the tax relief, you are also entitled to up to an additional $150 a fortnight to go towards your childcare payments. These will make significant impacts for working class and middle New Zealand who at the moment are really struggling with the cost of living crisis.
Moving on to fees-free, an issue that affects primarily students and people coming out of high school, what's the rationale for moving the free year to the last year of the university degree?
Yeah, the first year's fees-free policy was an expensive failure, and it didn't deliver its aim of more students going into tertiary education. In fact, there were fewer full-time equivalents in tertiary education last year in 2023 than they were in 2017 when the policy was proposed. We're changing the scheme from the first year to the last year of study, which is a much better way to incentivise students to complete their studies.
There were talks when the fees-free policy was introduced that it wouldn't just increase students over the long term, but it would also give those lower and middle income families an opportunity to see if university was the right fit before, I guess, committing to university rather than, let's say, an apprenticeship or a full-time job out of high school. Moving fees-free to the last year removes this opportunity for a lot of people. I guess, how would you respond to that?
Yeah, the data we've seen, so the New Zealand Herald last year reported that the number of decile one students in first year tertiary study had halved since the policy was introduced, with students from wealthier backgrounds making up an increasingly greater share of students capitalising on the first free fees. So what we're seeing is that the policy actually had no impact whatsoever on encouraging students to actually advance their studies through university education. And actually, as I said earlier, the amount of full-time equivalents in studied had decreased in 2023 in comparison to 2017. All we're doing is making a pragmatic change, moving from the first year of study to the last year as an incentive for students to complete their studies. And we're really encouraged by the response we've received to it already.
So is the National Government under the impression that these students were not attending the first year of university because of the first year fees-free program or because of some other issues, perhaps due to COVID forcing many students to go straight into work to support their families?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely a range of impacts and different anecdotes for everybody who's experienced the last few years. What we have seen in some cases is students going to university for the first year, knowing that it's paid for, partying it up, having a great time, and then after the first year dropping out because they never actually had a real interest in going to university in the first place, and the fees-free just gave them an incentive to go and have a good time. What we're saying is we're really focused on those who actually want to go to university to learn. So if you're keen and you're committed and you want to finish your studies, then your final year at university will be paid for, and we're moving it from the first year to the last year.
That was National's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about the first home buyer's grant and some of last week's budget announcements. We'll be right back. This is She's Always In My Hair by Prince.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.